Oh.
Hello. Hello. How is everyone? BC, BC.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Never seems to stop lately. Just
Lately, it has never, yeah, I don't know.
yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel like a little hamster, and it's like, please, someone turn the wheel off.
Yeah.
I said the wheel never gets turned off, it just goes faster.
I've noticed that. Yeah. And then someone decided to put in like you have to jump from like some, exciting like maze and then go back to the wheel, Like what's happening? I
I was gonna say,
wonder what.
oh, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
No, I was wondering if our co-chairs know that they.
So that they know that they have posted that we need.
Then two. There we go. Hey, Alexis.
Okay, I'm just warning you. It's gotten worse. Turn it on
What?
my camera. Wait. It wants to
You
turn on. Just a second.
are a black space.
Okay. Give it a second. My new computer doesn't like it when I change things in Zoom. See. So look at
Oh,
that.
no.
So this didn't happen till I got home.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Oh,
What
God.
have
What?
happened?
What's happened? You've had a
So,
problem in the
oh
works.
yeah,
That's all I can.
you were in a WolfCon, Charlotte. So we're walking back. I was walking back from the reception on Wednesday night with Todd and a couple people from Stanford and Kristen Martin. And I just tripped on some sidewalk and I bumped my head. And there was a lot of blood, so we went to the emergency room. They just put some strips on it and glued it together and gave me a tetanus shot and 4 hours later sent me on my way. So really I just had a big bump and but this happened after I didn't have this wasn't here
At WolfCon, no.
until Saturday morning. This hap the happened Wednesday, but I wrote to my doctor. And he said that it can just be, the blood is kind of seeping down, but it looks like, my bloody tears.
It doesn't,
But it doesn't hurt. Yeah, right. Hopefully it'll be gone by home.
You know, Alexis, there's no reason to cry about the AV setup at WolfCon. Now. Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry.
So anyway, yeah. So Monday is my normal work from home day, so it was fine. But then today, I'm just like, you know what?
I'm staying home.
I'm just vain enough that I'm staying home again today.
It doesn't hurt, or
I
no?
mean, this was sore, but it's feeling much, much better. And I've been kind of taking Advil and Tylenol on and off. But yeah, it doesn't hurt.
Oh boy.
Like shit.
Say that actually, you might, if it doesn't hurt too much, maybe stay away from some of the pain relievers, especially aspirin. I mean, I know you said you didn't take aspirin, especially aspirin, because it can thin your blood. It might actually make
Well,
it
yeah,
worse.
that's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe if I need it, I'll just take Tylenol. Yeah, okay. Good point. Yeah, so.
I've had similar things. Well, not this bad, I went and got blood drawn once, and the nurse who did it, I swear, went all the way through the vein into the bone in the back. Because I not only had a bruise on the front here, I actually had a massive bruise like right here on the back of my arm from her. So, yeah.
Yikes.
Funny thing, I know one of the head nurses at the facility, and I was showed her. So she's like, "Oh yeah, bruising is normal." I'm like, "Yeah, is
More like
it?" She's like,
that.
"No, that's not normal." She's like, "Thanks." That was all she said. Thanks. You
I,
Jeremy.
yeah, I did create the agenda only because I had a couple things from release stakeholders management. So there's not much up there, but yeah.
Is Caitlin coming, Jeremy? Do you know? Oh, there she is. Yay.
Hey, good morning, folks. I'm so sorry to join late. I hope you saw my message. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right, great. Did you guys have a chance to catch up post WolfCon a little bit?
We got to catch up on my bleeding eyes.
Is that post head wound?
Yep.
Alexis.
It's okay, you can tell us. It was a
Fine, bring
Stanford.
her.
Great. I have not had a lot of time. I have not prepped for this meeting at all. So I'm kind of picking up right where we left off, which was we got to a good stopping point in our goal setting exercise. We got through some key goals. And we decided to take a break and come back to discussing some of our constraints, our specific options that we want to commit to, and setting milestones for those. So I was wondering if I could just kind of tap all of you for ideas on some input on the best way to move forward. Do you want to discuss any of that now, like maybe in the abstract, or just dive into it in the Thursday meeting? Should we break it up? What do you think?
I like following up on Thursday.
Great.
I probably need a little time to go back and look and like
Me too.
refresh myself on everything we discussed.
Yeah, I was like, I took the notes, but I don't remember what I wrote.
Well, I kind of feel the same way. Maybe now would be a good time for us to like catch up collectively, or would you prefer to just take this time to review individually.
For my part, since I wasn't at the meeting last week, I would love to hear just someone's even just 30-second take on like the big takeaways from it.
Great. Let me pull up the pages that we worked on, and while I'm doing that, anyone feel free to jump in with major takeaways.
I think one of the major takeaways was that we don't want to like so we I had put down like working on the charter, and we talked about something larger kind of policy related, and I think we decided we weren't going to do that until we actually try to implement a couple things to figure out what the policy implications were, if that makes sense.
Yeah, we successfully put some things on the back burner, which I think was a huge accomplishment. I think being focused is key to being successful in this stuff. Charlotte, I see your hand up.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, I'd say if the conversation about community-directed development was a little going in many di directions in the tri-council meeting, I would say the PC was much more focused and invested in moving this forward. And I think it's also, as Caitlin just said, that some of the more internal tasks, so looking over our what's it called, our charge and et cetera, we have put a little aside and is now to be much more focused on the activities around securing folio as product. And here CDD is, kind of a new path for us to make that happen.
That sounds great. That sounds like a great meeting.
It was a great meeting. I was really proud of how focused and really aligned everybody was. I mean, the discussion we had was really productive, and it seems like we were all on the same page, which I think is really great. So am I sharing my screen, and are you looking at the retro board?
Yep, looks
yes.
Good.
Okay.
But
great.
It's very small, so I
okay.
can't read it
Let
on
me
my
make it
laptop.
Bigger. Let me make it bigger.
One more, bigger.
There we go.
Yes, exactly.
Great, and I too, it's kind of hard to tell sometimes when you're sharing. Okay. So Jeremy, something we did is we made it through all of the goals and reviewed them. And as we identified specific steps forward, we moved them into the options column. So I think we're probably ready to move through and talk about options. Some of the things that stayed in goals did not advance were refining our vision of Folio as a product, that idea of like focusing resources on the product vision, decided that we are not ready to do that right now. It's not no, but not now. One thing that I think I said that was not a discussion, but something I would like to kind of plant in everyone's minds as we, for when we do come back to that vision, is we talk a lot about like functionality that needs to be part of the vision, but there might be other ways for us to think about what constitutes good development and a complete product. And I think those might be interesting avenues for us to explore later, once we get through some of these goals that we have set. We are not going to move forward with the PC charter. And I think these actually, this is just in here because it's duplicated. Let's see. So in the tri-council meeting, I think there was kind of maybe a lazy consensus around this idea that we want to move forward with the CDD, but there are some big complicated dependencies that we need to work through to fully implement it. So we as a PC kind of took the idea of implementing a lightweight dip process, holding on the idea of assigning CRPs or doing the RFP process until that's worked out, but making sure that we have a way to track development. Oh, thank you, Adblock. From the point of ideation through delivery.
So I think actually, Caitlin, that that goal for the PC work on the CDD was not moved over. Because we, I can see you have synthesized with some that we had several goals regarding CDD, and you have synthesized it. So it's the wrong column it's in.
Yeah, no, I do think it's the wrong color.
Yes.
I think I might have just stopped in the middle of what I was doing here, because we do have some CDD related topics here in goals. And maybe that's a good place for us to start out, is what are the specific next steps that we need to implement in order to do this? So if we put this, I think at the top here. So we've got the PC along with the CC and TC. So this is, I would say, merge that with above. Improve onboarding of new implementers and messaging to provide adopters that encourages community participation and reduces the learning curve. That is very interesting. And I think that that's it's actually a slightly different goal than what we were talking about. Like implementing a lightweight dip is one thing, and providing better communication and onboarding would be a separate goal. Implement the dip process goes with above. If it's not clear, I think collectively all ran out of gas at the exact same time, and it happened to align with when many of our flights were leaving, which was great. This definition of done thing, I actually think goes with the vision. Would you guys be okay with me putting this back in the green column so we don't focus on it right now?
Sounds fine.
Oh, well, let me merge. Find the process for endorsing new functionality. Combined with light dip implementation. So that is one thing that we talked about, was that maybe our process for endorsement could be folded into this idea of tracking development from ideation to delivery. This next one is interesting. These were three, I think, kind of seemingly different ideas, but when we started talking about them together, it seemed like they were part of a continuum, and that is categorizing apps, reviewing, and I think updating, bringing to the fore the list of orphan Folio apps, and also having some sort of a registry of community tools. And that was, sparked by the LOC tools conversation, but there are a lot, and having them reflected in a single place might, I think what we said in the conversation was that it might like change your perspective of whether something needed to be necessarily was more appropriate as a Folio app or a community tool, or what tier a Folio should be. Next, we've got define relationship between PC and RMS and how decisions are made for Folio releases in CSP. We came to improving communication, and in some ways, this is similar to this communication and onboarding piece, to that it needs to be high level and not technical. We need to work with the POs. And ask the SIGs to help describe value. I think that across the board, we had this feeling that there needs to be more easily consumable communication about what's going, not just what's in the releases, but what's going on with them at any given time. Charlotte?
And here, I think what's going on right now with the mega delay of the Trillium release is kind of a very good use case for where we need to be more involved and more, have a say in these decisions.
Do you think we can combine this general, this group of ideas with this one above about messaging and kind of onboarding, like reducing the learning curve?
No, because it has nothing to do with CDD and the. So this is about PC and the release management stakeholder group that has existed for a long time. And right now we have we have experienced several times that Flower release has been delayed, but then it has been delayed. I don't know, was it? Quisnelia that was first delayed with a couple of weeks, then it was delayed with a month, and then it probably rolled over to the new year. But we have never experienced a delay about 5 to 6 months just being announced 1.5 sprint before feature freeze. And that's what we have right now. And we
Okay.
still don't have a timeline for Trillium.
Okay, well, we can keep these separate and talk maybe on Thursday about what specific next steps would should be associated with each of them. Tom?
I was going to say the first one, the effectiveness of whatever the CCD gets implemented, I see that as more of what the community developer advocate was supposed to be kind of doing last year. And I think where we could possibly help is there's already some documentation about what the roles of a app, like what the role of a application or module owner is, and how other developers can merge code into those applications. I think maybe surfacing them and streamlining them would be very helpful. So yeah, I keep that one separate.
Okay, great. A lot could come out of this. It sounds good. All right, so our last one kind of knitted together here. Let's see. Wherever we learned and land in terms of CDD models, how to contribute to release management stakeholders for decisions about new functionality, et cetera, there's an opportunity there to develop a centralized, accessible guide for how to get your feature developed. We said start out lightweight and update around along the way. This is about the dip. This could be a member benefit linked to onboarding. Jeremy, that's another important thing that came up a lot on Friday was of the things that we were talking about doing, which of them could be member benefits? And I think that that's definitely a conversation that we need to have as a group. So let's talk. This is jogging my memory. We had a great conversation about starting with Alexi's next release deck that we're anticipating sometime this fall. For it's not for Trillium, it would be for the next one, correct? The big deck that he puts together. So when he does the Umbrella Leaf, release planning deck, which is like 100 slides long. We're gonna try out reviewing that and digesting it down to something a little bit more easily consumable for most community members, and just kind of see what we can learn from that experience and whether that's something we might want to commit to doing on a regular basis, almost having like a, I don't know whether you want to call it a newsletter or like some concise communication about what's coming. Maybe we could identify some instead of like the long list of milestones that it takes to get through a release, we could identify some key milestones and track those and communicate changes to those so that people who are not deeply involved in the day-to-day of release planning can still understand what's going on and how it might affect them. So does this, do you all think that this is a separate goal or should be this be integrated into one of the ones we discussed before?
We're talking about this last one about the RMS contributions to RMS.
Yes. I think there are a couple things mixed up here. There's this idea of communicating the process that I think we're also helping to shape here in terms of like how do you get from the point of need to delivering a feature? Like what are the possible paths? I think even elaborating on some of the materials that you put together would be a good starting point for that.
Yeah, I think look, for my part, I think that kind of communication is going to be essential for community adoption of whatever processes we put in place. But I think we need to have a really, really clear idea of what those processes are before we attempt to do that communication. Because I think that a lot of the people who attended WolfCon kind of have a feel that these things are being discussed, and we probably have like one shot. Not, I mean, I don't want to be overly dramatic, but you know, when people are anticipating a change, their you know their ears are open, and they're ready to find out what that change is. And if we you know have to do multiple rounds of messaging as we adjust things, then I think it's going to have diminishing returns each time we can communicate things.
Okay, so that's a vote for holding until we've got that fully cooked.
Jennifer? I guess that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see the point. Jennifer?
I'm thinking that maybe I see two things with this, and maybe we should separate them. So one is, you know, the relationship of PC with the release management stakeholders group. How do we communicate? You know, how do we make decisions together? You know, how do we create this flow back and forth? Then there is the separate issue of, you know, how do we help people, you know, guide through feature development? And I think that's part of like the dip light. Mm-hmm. So I think that's how I would separate these two, because we've already talked about them in a way. So I think this goal can be split into the ones we already have on that topic.
So this is the documentation of the dip light process. And then this one up here is going to be, or I'll say this number, this is the option, is regular, create regular, I don't know how to call this, but easily digestible communications about release scope and status so that all community, or say so that, because I think there's a question whether this would be a member benefit or not. Understand the status of upcoming releases and how they will be impacted. Good old user story format.
I see both Autumn and Jeremy has hands up, but thank you. I will say just to you that here we need to work with a release manager, Oleksiy Petrenko.
I kicked off a conversation with him and just said that we'd like to coordinate on this process. So we might even see if he'd be willing to talk to us at a PC meeting, or I don't know. Do you have a sense of the best way to engage him?
I need to think a little about that.
Okay. Autumn?
Yeah. I think a lot of the documentation stuff was from me, because I have, that was kind of the major takeaway I had after WolfCon. The number of people who are, you know, this isn't, software development is not their native environment. I'm including myself in that. But we need those folks to be involved and to have easy paths to participation in the community. Mm-hmm. I think Jeremy's totally right that some pieces of that need to come after we have hashed out a lot of these proposed processes, because we don't want to, you know, there's clearly a gap in communication and messaging and outreach. And I think Product Council has opportunities to start addressing that this year. But yeah, we don't want to put the cart before the horse either. So I think maybe focusing on the release management piece, mm-hmm. and getting folks in the habit of checking for updates from Product Council on important stuff like this is laying some good groundwork. And then perhaps the after we tackle the dip process, right? The lightweight dip process, then we're going to have a better idea of how to sort of like package this and deliver it to the community.
Thank you for that, Autumn. Jeremy, I see you have your hand up. Folks, I apologize. I need to leave again. As you can imagine, this is kind of a busy day in the federal government. Jeremy, I'm going to be in contact with you this week, today, about plans for Thursday in case I'm not able to participate. But I'm going to leave this call. And Jeremy, if can I leave it to you to share your feedback and then wrap up the call?
Bet.
Okay, thank you.
Take it easy. Good luck.
Good luck
Thanks.
With everything, Caitlin.
Yeah, I don't have a lot to say, only that I really like the idea of the communication to the community about release management flowing through the product council. So, I mean, that could be a really interesting and kind of lightweight way to kind of change the dynamic between the community releases, the product council, and the release management group. And then also, just how much I am eager to get into a conversation about the lightweight dip and how it would need to change in order to, to be considered a more lightweight version of that. And I know that we are at time. So yeah, there was another thing I wanted to say, but it's not coming to me, so I won't make y'all sit and listen to me go